This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Maldivian President Dr. Mohamed Muizu was accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jayashankar welcomed Maldivian President and his wife Sajida Mohamed. Dr. Muizu was also accorded a guard of honour. Later, Dr. Muizu visited Rajghat and paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold discussions with Maldivian President in New Delhi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are also expected to be signed between the two countries following the meeting. Maldives President Mohamed Muizu is on a five-day state visit to India at the invitation of President Draupadi Murmu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a review meeting with the chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states in New Delhi today. The chief ministers of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Telangana, Odisha, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh are attending the meeting. The Deputy National Security Advisor and senior officials from the centre, the states and the Central Armed Police Forces are also participating in the deliberations. Earlier in a statement, Home Ministry said that the central government is committed to completely rooting out the menace of left-wing extremism by March 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi completes 23 years in public office today. It was on this day in 2001 Mr. Modi took over as the Chief Minister of Gujarat for the first time. Several welfare programs launched by the NDA government at the centre draw inspiration from Narendra Modi's initiatives as Gujarat Chief Minister. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said that 1,000 crore rupees has been earmarked for venture fund to space startups. Speaking about the important features of the first 100 days of the Modi government 3.0 in New Delhi, the minister said the number of space startups in the country has gone up to more than 1.5 lakh in the last 10 years, raising India to number 3 in the world ecosystem. He also informed the space sector has seen a jump from just one digit to 200 plus space sectors within a short span of time. Israel remains on high alert on the first anniversary of deadly terror attack by Hamas on 7th of October last year. Israeli Defense Forces said it is anticipating possible long-range rocket fire or other attacks from Gaza. Israel has deployed more troops near Gaza. Meanwhile, a gunman attacked a bus station at Beer Sheba in Israel, killing one woman and injuring 10 others. Police described the shooting as a terrorist attack. The attacker, reportedly a member of the Bedouin minority, was killed by soldiers. Heavy rainfall warning has been issued by the Department of Meteorology in Sri Lanka with prediction of thunder showers at most places in the island during the afternoon or night. Heavy showers above 100 mm are likely at some places. The department added that showers or thunder showers will occur in western Sabaragamua and northwestern provinces in Gaul, Matara, Mannar and Mullaitivu districts over the next 24 hours. The collection of personal and housing information for Sri Lanka's 15th census of population and housing has commenced today. Director General of the Department of Census and Statistics, Anuja Senaviratna, has said that census officials will visit households nationwide to gather vital data. Speaking to reporters, she said around 50,000 officials will be engaged as enumerators in the process. In billiards, Indian cueist Pankaj Advani won the Songhai Singapore Open title with a 5-1 victory over local favourite Jaden Ong yesterday. Advani took the first two frames before Ong won the third, but a key snooker by Advani in the fourth helped him regain control. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England will take on South Africa in a Group B match in Sharjah this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India will next play Sri Lanka on Wednesday and the defending champions Australia on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.